What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, that was a very important point that you put out there. All the investors in Ukrainian land.
You know, yes.
That's who NATO works for, the WEF. Did you hear about NATO wanting to close off the Baltic to Russian vessels?
No, I had not, and that's a really nasty escalation. Hello, Bruce. All right, we lost Bruce here, and our equipment is getting old and worn out, and we have to deal with these issues here. Anyway, open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Bruce, please call back in, because I'd like to hear more about NATO wanting to block Russian shipping in the Baltic. Okay, getting into other issues here. There was this 15-year-old boy who used an AR-15 to protect his 12-year-old sister from two burglars who broke into the home. And, this is why we have a right to keep and bear arms, so when the criminals break into our house, we can scare them away, or, if necessary, put holes in them. And, the average time for police to respond to a 911 call, depending upon where you are, can be anywhere from 10 minutes to half an hour. In fact, there was an incident up in San Francisco where this CEO got robbed, and it was 10 minutes before anybody even answered the 911 call. When a crime is actually being committed, there are only two people there, the criminal and the victim. And the only way you're going to thwart that crime is if the victim can fight back. And congratulations to this 15-year-old here. All right. Now, the Biden administration is trying to chip away at the Second Amendment. And their latest tack here is that users of medical marijuana shouldn't have Second Amendment rights because they are dangerous criminals. Well, if you're authorized to be using medical marijuana, you are not a criminal. You have a prescription. You go to the dispensary. You are legally allowed to have the marijuana. You are not a criminal. Second, marijuana is kind of a downer. It mellows you out. It's the meth heads you have to worry about. They're the ones who get cranked up and go on out and do crazy violent stuff. The marijuana smokers, they just sort of sit around. You know, the only act of violence they'll do is attack the cookie section at the latest supermarket. That's it. That's all they're going to do. Okay, but again, this was just like the claim that military veterans all have some form of post-traumatic stress disorder and therefore should not be allowed to have firearms. It's just trying to chip away at the Second Amendment. They can't get rid of it all at once, so they're going to take little bits of it away. You can't have guns if you're on, PTSD. You can't have guns if you're on medical marijuana. They're coming up with these ridiculous red flag laws. Which are wide open to abuse because it's totally subjective. Somebody who doesn't like you could call in and say, well, I heard this person talking about taking his gun and shooting up the local orphanage, and your guns would be taken from you, even if you had absolutely no idea there was even an orphanage there. It's ripe for abuse, okay? So anyway, let's see, 512-248-8252. This happened last week, and it was a little alarming. Boston Children's Hospital put out a video advertising surgeries, okay, for transgender youth. And they're calling it gender-affirming surgery, gender-affirming removal of your uterus and breast, gender-affirming removal of your penis. This is all good stuff. It's certainly a lot of money for the doctors here. And a lot of people said, this is just absolutely sick And it absolutely is. And fortunately, there was such a backlash against this that Boston's Children's Hospital has now yanked those videos, and they're not going to be out there pushing these mutilations on young people. All righty, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I thought that story about Trump and the nuclear stuff, I thought that they said he was packing. He had many nukes. He was packing around with him. They arrested him.
Okay.
It's interesting that they've all these organizations have purchased billions of rounds of ammunition.
Yes.
And you know, they're militarizing in a major way. And I know I've made the comparison about, you know, we, the middle class, and particularly middle class whites in this country are equivalent to the kulaks, the small landowners in Russia in the
yes.
1920s that were eventually exterminated wholesale, all their
yes.
stuff confiscated. But they're trying to rob in every way we can and disarm us in every way they can. By the way, I found it very interesting what that gentleman said about, and I think you made an allusion to that the other day, about the farmland in the Ukraine, which is, it's got the Ukraine has the largest deposit of the very top grade richest soil. It's
yes.
called Chernozem, which is the West Russian word. The second largest deposit is the, you know, the Corn Belt from Indiana, where you're at,
yes.
out like Iowa, you know. But this is, you know, a breadbasket area, maybe the breadbasket area. And I think when you had mentioned that in the story before, I told you that I remember talking about another story several years earlier where the Chinese had purchased 20% or something of farmland or maybe it was the yield from the farms. Whatever, it was an enormous
I think
number.
It was the yield. I think it was the yield because prior to 2014, Ukraine did not allow private corporations to buy up land in Ukraine.
It all changed on 2014, huh, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ukraine was open for pillage.
There's a coincidence.
Yeah.
And then you put that together with, you know, Bill Gates here and all these guys doing that and all these billionaires chipping in to disarm us, and the destruction of baby formula and, you know, food processing plants. And, you know, listen, these billionaires, one of the things that has to come about if we ever do an adjustment with pitchforks and torches, like
yes.
on Dracula's castle, which we need to do, is we have to get rid of these billionaires. I'm not the only one of the callers saying it. I've heard a bunch of them say it before. Mark said it before. I've said it before. A bunch of people said it. But we can't allow these guys to control our lives and to, you know, corner the silver market, corner the food market, corner the silicon chip market. We can't allow that. They're treating us like, you know, We're like an afterthought to these guys.
They view us as livestock.
Yes, and unwanted livestock. Remember, we're even starting to slaughter like dairy cows, right? So let's classify us as unwanted livestock that they consider dangerous.
Well, the useless eaters.
Stampede. Yeah, we could stampede through their property, and they don't want that.
No.
That's the biggest single thing here. I mean, listen, we know these people are, all these billionaires, they own everything. They own the media, they own the banks, they own all the cropland in Ukraine, and all the cropland basically in the United States is a small farmer is driven out of business. And with the COVID shutdowns, they've purchased because they can print money out of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like... controlling or the major shares of almost every single publicly held company in the United States. If you trace it out, it'll be Vanguard or BlackRock, right? Which is just their creatures of the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
Federal Reserve buys it with the money that they print, and they turn it over to BlackRock, which they created, and Vanguard and Goldman Sachs and, you know, all the Monsanto or whoever else it might be. And now they've gone from like $3 trillion under management to like $13 trillion. And that's just BlackRock.
Yes.
So, I mean, they own everything. And the longer the COVID thing goes on, the more money, the fewer privately held companies can make it. And they're buying up that property.
Yes.
You know, with all this stuff going on right now, the housing market's going to collapse. Who can afford to pay the prices? Who can afford to heat them? Who can afford to water them? Nobody's going to have jobs, especially the white people who are being, experiencing extreme prejudice in hiring, and they're allowing it. And so they're going to buy up all those real estate companies, which look at who those owners are.
Yes.
They're going to be purchasing, and they'll own all the land. Just like after the riots, the COVID riots in Santa Monica, where they went by, you know, the Santa Monica, mall down there off of Ocean. And a lot of that stuff was burned and looted, and those guys went out of business. And the big real estate, Jewish-owned mostly, they bought all that at like 50 or 40 cents on the dollar. They're buying everything.
Yes.
Including all the farmland. They're buying everything.
Well, you know, you start by buying the politicians.
Yeah, and controlling the money. Yeah. When you can print money out of nothing, what can't you accomplish?
True.
You know, so we'll see. And it's amazing, Mike, how they're willing, as just when they want to distract us away from a story, like how they're willing to risk nuclear war and doing it.
Yes,
like
they are.
Taiwan was from Ukraine. Or the Ukraine may have been, a distraction or, you know, whatever, just from the elections. I mean, it's...
Or from Afghanistan.
Everything is sleight of hand.
Yes.
Yeah, everything is sleight of hand. So, anyways, that's it for me. I'm sure you got more intelligent people.
Well,
to talk
I got
to,
a few but... more people on the line here. We're going to get to them here in a second. So thank you very much for the phone call, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called to talk to you about pot, but I was
okay.
Listening to Peter. He had some good points. Up here in Canada, pot's not illegal anymore.
Yep.
Obviously, driving under the influence of THC is illegal.
That's a problem here. But, here in Indiana, they're looking at decriminalizing marijuana. And in any event, we're right near the Kentucky border, and you can drive across the border, and you can buy edibles down there. So, you know, we're heading that way.
Edibles, I learned a long time ago in my late teens I didn't like them. So there are basically two types of strains, sativa.
I had a bad experience with brownies
too, eh?
at a party in the Hollywood Hills one, so I'll put that in my memoir.
Well,
yeah.
a lot of the problems that some people have with pot is they just smoke it and they don't know what they're smoking. There are two different strains of pot, one sativa, the other is indica. Sativa...
Yeah.
Is the one that will really affect your mind.
Yes.
People that have had anxiety attacks and all that sort of thing, right? You know that what was that movie they made, Mike? It was people that can't, like, they have a bad trip, so-called, they're probably smoking sativa. That affects your mind more than indica is more of a body stone. But anyway, you know, if someone's not used to smoking really good pot and they smoke really good pot, they're going to know it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just the way, it's like drinking a beer or drinking, Gibson's Finest or something.
Yes.
Obviously, the liquor or the higher alcohol content drinks are going to hit you harder and faster.
Yes.
So anyway, Peter was talking about the food industry, and I work in the food industry, and it is becoming a smaller and smaller industry in that the number of different companies that own these things, right?
Yeah, Nestle, they're shrinking.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, you talked about this before. Nestle, PepsiCo, Tyson Foods, right?
Yep.
I mean, these are multi-billion-dollar conglomerates. Del Monte, I mean, look what they've done to South America.
Yes.
South America is in a perpetual state of crisis because that is a great place to grow certain, you know, fruits.
Yep.
And it's being taken advantage of. It, you know, they weaponized the food industry against countries.
Well, you know, that's what led to the Cuban Revolution, because under Batista, Batista was making deals with, like, the Coca-Cola people and United Fruit to sell them Cuba's agricultural produce at way below market prices. So United Fruit and Coca-Cola, or maybe been Pepsi-Cola, were making huge, huge profits on the backs of the Cuban people, and that's what led to, you know, Fidel Castro taking over the place. And, you know, he said, you can still buy our agricultural product, but you're going to have to pay the prevailing market price for all of this. And at that point, oh, you know, he's cutting into our profits. He's an enemy of the American way of life. And, you know, we're still embargoing the place.
And that's classic, because that's used all over the planet.
Yes.
The United States government, their military, is actually... There was a documentary on this, that one guy, the whistleblower guy. What did he say?
Are you talking about War as a Racket?
Yes. Well,
yeah,
not only that,
Major
not only
General
that, but there's
Smedley
another
Butler.
Guy.
The Marine Corps Major General.
General Smedley Butler.
Yes. Yeah.
But they send, you know, they send the United States over to another country to beat up another one so that the United States corporations can go in and rape, pillage, and plunder.
That's exactly right.
Like, who's in Syria right now? Who is the company that's in Syria right now stealing all this oil?
Well, Syria says it's the military actually stealing the oil. We just don't know where it's going or who's getting it.
Hmm. What, like the United States military? Terry,
yeah.
Or like, you know, BlackRock or something?
Well, Syria says it's, you know, U.S. troops. You know, they've got tanker trucks. There's been satellite photos showing this stuff going on.
Wow. Well, there you go. And they're stealing. Jesus. The United States, and, you know, I'm sorry, but my country's no different. But the United States has no moral authority to tell anyone anything about how to live their lives whatsoever.
I agree.
And I don't care if you're Rand Paul or if you're Fauci. I don't care. You people have no moral authority over anyone else other than maybe a cockroach. And I'm living in the same sort of country.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you think that this is going to change in the midterms?
No, the basic system will remain the basic system. What we're hoping for the midterms is that we're going to be able to redress the issues of election fraud and corruption. We may be in for another disappointment. Frankly, if the Republicans don't grow a spine and try and pull this country back from the brink, I am very concerned that we're going to be looking at a civil war or a revolution in this country.
Yeah, man, and it's going to come up here.
Yeah, probably will.
Oh, it will. It will trickle over up here, and it'll be bad. Just before I go, Mike, I'm looking on your front page, and Liz Cheney, which you said is probably going to lose unless there's a massive election fraud. So their net worth has ballooned by 600%.
Yep.
As politicians.
Yep.
I think
got the finest government money can buy. Anyway,
yes,
Al,
there needs to be an audit.
Yeah,
thanks,
Al,
Mike.
Sorry to cut you off. We've got to take a break for commercials here. 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
Welcome back to our show here, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Peter kind of stole my thunder on the productivity of the Ukraine farmland.
Yes.
And I heard Vicki Davis say that's something she found several months ago. I think the farther east you get towards the Russian border, that's where the mineral wealth is. You know,
yes.
I think they're more into mining and stuff. But Peter talked about the Corn Belt, and I believe you've mentioned it, how they're trying to put, you know, take some land from these farmers by eminent domain to put in these pipelines from these alcohol plants to, you know, to take this CO2 to some place, and I think
that's over in the Netherlands that's happening, and it's triggered protests all across Europe.
No, that's here the too. They're trying to do it in our country too.
Oh, okay. We should protest.
And I have heard James from Vancouver, and I say that back in during World War II, the Germans have patented, and I don't remember if he said they actually started using this, to make, he said, he acted like it was pretty simple to make oil out of carbon dioxide. So that's what they ought to be doing with it right there at the alcohol plant.
No, because you'd need a source of hydrogen. You'd need a source of hydrogen. What the Germans were working on was making liquid fuels out of coal. And, of course, any patents that Nazi Germany held were voided at the end of the war, and a lot of that technology was simply given to companies in the various allies. You know, like tape recording technology was given to Ampeg here in the U.S.
See, that's what I think they ought to be doing with these windmills. Instead of trying to hook them to the grid, they ought to be, you know, producing a hydrogen, you know, in cell, put it in cells or something.
Well, there's not a lot of hydrogen in the atmosphere. There is a lot of hydrogen in the ocean. And, you know, one possible scenario to solve the energy crisis is once they get hot fusion running, is take some of these oil platforms off the coast, take the oil pipelines off of them, put a fusion reactor on there, and along with generating electricity for the mainland, you could run electrolysis on the ocean water, just release the oxygen into the atmosphere for us to breathe, and, you know, tap the hydrogen as a replacement fuel for gasoline.
Yeah, and see, you could get hydrogen from the water, too.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So, H2O.
But, yeah, it's, you know, and there are plans out there. I've never tried it, but I remember Vince Finelli had this guy on talking about he had a plans for, and he'd been using it for onboard electrolysis that you tap into your intake manifold. And you start it on gas, but once you get it going, you run it on gas and
hydrogen.
The hydrogen you're creating. And
it works. The problem is the amount of energy necessary to do the electrolysis. It doesn't pencil out. You're not getting more energy out than you put into it. So it's an interesting technical exercise, but it's not economically feasible to do.
Well, this guy said he was, you know, using the power generating off his battery. He didn't have to add another battery or anything, and he was just using water.
Well, it's still going to put an additional load on the generator on the engine, and that will use up more gasoline.
Well, he claimed that he was getting a pretty good, more than... I'd have to listen to the show again, but he claimed
yeah,
he was
getting... there have been a lot of these claims. In fact, Mythbusters even did a show about this, and it does actually work, but it's not really an economic way of powering your car.
Well, why do you suppose they killed Stan Myers?
Well, the yeah, same reason they killed the inventor of the diesel engine. You know, there was a, you know, old technology is very jealous of new technology.
Yeah. All right. That's all I had, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are now open, 512-248-8252. And let's see. I've got enough time to fit a story in here before the commercial break. Over in Spain, 16-year-olds are going to be allowed to change their gender without their parents' consent. 16-year-olds. Think about that one. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Okay, welcome back to our program here, and a couple of bits of news before we get back to the phones here. Marjorie Taylor Greene has just filed articles of impeachment against Attorney General Merrick Garland. Unfortunately, with the democratically controlled Congress, it's not likely to go anywhere. But after the midterm elections, as we get into the next congressional session in 2023, could be a different story entirely. The documents regarding the raid on Mar-a-Lago are finally starting to surface, and nowhere in them is any mention of nuclear secrets or nuclear technology. That's just something they made up to make it look like Donald Trump was going to start World War III all by himself. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. Listen, I was looking at a story today just a little while ago, and it appears that Cantor Fitzgerald, which is a large company I read somewhere that they account for a 24% of all the companies that do business with the Rothschilds. They have a share of like 24%. Evidently, they're buying Rumble, and according to the story I was looking at, it looks like they're buying up other media companies, independent media companies, one right after the other. So I don't know, but I think that's something we might want to keep an eye on, because it looks like they're trying to, if they can't silence us, they're going to buy us out, maybe, you know?
So, well, that's about all that they can do, and I'm not surprised at all to hear about this. And, you know, these days I'm kind of spread all over the place. You know, I've got Ron Gibson's archives. They're on Odyssey and BitChute. I have an archive of the video feed from this show on Rumble. Some of my other stuff is over on BitChute. And some is still, you know, the older stuff is still sitting on YouTube.
Yeah, well, if they buy them out, maybe you'll get some money out of it. I don't know.
I seriously doubt it.
Here's another little thing. You touched on it today, and you were talking about some of these communities that are wanting to go into the Russian, become joined to Russia after... during this war that's been going on. And the other day I was talking about the citizens that I believe that a lot of this, them wanting to block Russians from coming into the country, into their countries, into Europe and into the United States, had to do with because they might be reporting some of the war crimes and stuff. Well, a lot of these communities that you see that Russia has taken over, I wanted to explain it a little better, because I guess I didn't explain it very well. But during this war, these communities, they almost all want to go in with Russia. They want to join the Russian Federation, the ones that in the Donbass that have been taken over. And I think what I was getting at was, I think that Zelensky's kind of trying to stop this by starting this movement, because it looks like the war is going very well for Zelensky, and to say the least, I hear that the Russians are moving into this area of the Zaporozhye area very heavily. But you see, they mined, not only have they tried to shoot down this nuclear power plant with HIMARS, by the way. They've used HIMARS, which your dad made a comment, was it the United States that was doing it? Because these Ukrainians really don't have the knowledge on how to fire those things. So we're probably guilty in this, too. So, but anyway, they've also been raining down on these areas, these little butterfly, they call them butterfly mines.
Or petal mines. Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah, and you see, so these people are really, there's a lot of war crimes they're trying to cover up here. And I think that these people become part of the Russian, you know, Federation or whatever, these areas that Russia has liberated, then these people, if they get into the United States and get in and around, they're going to be sharing what's happening. But anyway, I wanted to let you know about what's going on. It looks like they're trying to buy us up. Independent media, I don't know. But evidently, this Cantor Fitzgerald is making a bid to buy Rumble right now. So we'll just have to see.
Well, I guess I'm going to lose that platform then, you know.
Well, I hope RBN can stay out of us, Ray. That's the one we got right now.
Yeah, okay, well, RBN, we're sort of our own little fiefdom, and we're not owned by anybody who would be inclined to sell us out to some large corporation.
And I hope it stays that way too.
I think it will.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. And 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I've talked to different people off and on over the years and fought for to get good laws. That a lot of people who are felons in jail, they tell them when you leave, you can never vote again. I said,
yes.
They're lying. And on what you people can do is they can go to Bing search, B-I-N-G. And just put in like a felon voting rights or something like that. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there, and just see the most latest one. And on, they better get out there and find out and get registered to vote, or they may be real, real sorry, especially here in Texas, if we get Beto. I'm telling you.
Okay.
But arguing with them, you know, it's almost like arguing about the shot. No, no, no. They told me I could never vote again. Okay, it's going to be your fault when you don't vote.
Well, I think it varies from state to state. Okay, and I don't know. I don't know about the national elections. I mean, the conventional wisdom is if you are a convicted felon, you have lost your privilege of voting, and you know, we're seeing a lot of talk about allowing felons who have served their sentence, paid their debts to society, being allowed to vote again, You know, I would actually be okay with that. It's all these illegal immigrants that are voting that are skewing the system.
Well, I don't think you should vote while you're in jail because that could be...
No, no, I didn't say while they're in jail. I said once they have completed their sentence and they have paid their debt to society, I think their voting privilege ought to be reinstated.
I was just thinking about states like California or, you know, the ones that are cheating already now. But the point is if you paid your debt to society, you're off of probation and everything, you can vote, and we just have to talk a bit to it. Put them back to being a real citizen. Okay? Appreciate you letting me say that. All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you. The phone lines are now all open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to political correctness here, over in Taiwan, they were getting ready to have this global LGBTQ event. And this is this international LGBTQ gathering, and it's been canceled. Because some of the global organizers demanded that Taiwan's name be removed from the event, which was scheduled for 2025. Now, the event was taking place in Taiwan. Taiwan was throwing this event, and they're saying, no, you can't have Taiwan's name on there. It will upset China. And so one less wild party for the LGBTQ people to be participating in here. Now, this part really annoys me, and this is not the first time we've seen this. Okay, liberals are now trying to redefine pedophiles. They're calling them minor attracted persons because pedophile has such a negative connotation there, and they're trying to say they're just another minority. And last July, on July 24th, this licensed sex therapist, Miranda Galbraith, posted a video saying, let's talk about minor attracted persons. And, you know, in the video, she says they're minor attracted people, saying pedophile is a judgmental, hurtful insult. And according to her, pedophiles are the most vilified population of folks who suffer from the disparaging assumptions of a wider population. Well, I can sort of understand why they're viewed that way. So Galbraith is trying to equate pedophilia to other different variations on sexuality, you know, being gay, being trans. And they're saying, you know, you don't choose to be heterosexual or homosexual. Which I agree with. I think it's genetically mediated. And she says, you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Okay, I will stipulate that for the point of the argument. People don't get to choose to be homicidal maniacs, but we still lock them up to protect innocent parties. So, anyway, ridiculous here. All right, Disney is about to do another one of those get woke, go broke exercises, and they've lost so much money already. They're getting ready to do a live action version of The Little Mermaid. And in this one, the actress playing Ariel, the Little Mermaid, is black. Her name is Holly Bailey. And is basically saying that she's doing what she's doing because the reassurance that little girls just like me should be princesses was something I needed as a kid. Well, in point of fact, if you look at parts of the world like Africa, there have been black royalty in all of those countries. One in Angola, Queen Zingwa, was legendary for her brutality. And I think that what they're going to do is Disney's going to have another bomb on their hands, like Lightyear, because people are getting turned off by all this indoctrination that, you know, we should all embrace the LGBTQ lifestyle and not be concerned about indoctrination of our children at a very young age regarding these choices in life. And I'm one of those. I think kids should be allowed to stay kids as long as they can. They should grow up on their own timetable, and at some point their hormones will kick in, and they will start dealing with these issues of sexuality, and then they should decide for themselves what that sexuality is going to be. It shouldn't be sold to them. It shouldn't be propagandized to them that this is desirable and this is superior. Okay, and that's just the way I feel about it. And if you don't like it, too gosh darn bad here. All righty, we're going to go back to the phones, 512-248-8252. Al in Canada called back in, and what is on your mind?
Hi, Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, so the idea that one sexuality is purely genetic is pure bovine excrement. And here's why. What if daddy beat up mommy and that child was subjected to that? Do you think that child would grow up to be attracted to men or women?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because my conclusion, and again, a lot of people would say I'm full of it, is that, you know, we always talk about the population problem, there's too many people, and, you know, that's always going to be a problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying. but if you look back at history, you will find that as living conditions become more stressful, you know, poverty, famine, overcrowding, the per capita incidence of homosexuality increases. And so just like those West African frogs that can change gender in a single-sex environment, I think homosexuality is our natural evolved population control mechanism. And that's why, you know, children born into a highly stressful environment, which would include domestic abuse of the mother, are more likely to be homosexual in order to slow down the growth of the human population so that we don't eat ourselves into extinction.
Well, I guess that's possible, but at the same time, if media and government and just all this nonsense floating out there, I don't even know what you call it anymore. Social engineering propaganda. If
yes.
That were to disappear, it would still take about 10 years until, you know, things kind of got back to normal, where if someone thought they were a man, but they were actually a woman, they would go seek, you know, like help from a psychiatrist. It's called gender dysphoria. It's an
yes.
actual medical terminology.
Well, you know, those psychiatrists, every aspect of human behavior is defined as a mental illness. Wanting to eat healthy food is defined as orthorexia nervosa. And they've got a pill for it, trust me.
Yeah, I like that one. I really like the anorexia nervosa. But
no, it's orthorexia nervosa.
Ortho, yes. Well, your country, you know, your healthcare system is private, so the more you spend, the more you can get. Up here, it's a little different. So to actually undergo gender, what do they call that?
Gender-affirming surgery.
Reassignment.
Yeah.
Gender reassignment. It's a fairly long psychological process.
Yes.
They don't just do this because you say so. No. And it's still that way, thankfully.
Yes.
But still, if someone's upbringing, if their home life, you know, their, you know, the whole world that they came from is unstable, they're going to have an unstable life, chances are.
Well, that's certainly true.
And liberals seem to be hell-bent on destroying the very foundation of what is the foundation of a healthy upbringing.
Well, they have to. If they're going to build a new world, they've got to tear the old world down first. That's why they love chaos.
That's the second time you said that to me today. Thank you for letting me chime in again. I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for the phone call. We're coming up on another commercial break here. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these few commercials. So stay tuned, and here comes the music.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Barron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our show on this Powhatan Friday, and we've got a bunch of callers on there. Dustin in New Jersey, hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'm going to call back Monday. If somebody's, you can put somebody else on next. I got a long spiel to say, so I'll call back Monday.
All right, call back on Monday. Right. Thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just wanted to, sorry for calling back, but there's
there was a study that I remember learning about in college back in the 70s, and it was the incidence of homosexuality amongst German men that were born in 1944-1945.
Okay.
They were being invaded from east and west, bombed around the clock, poor diet, had to worry about rape, and where they get their next meals coming for, homeless, all this stuff going on. It must have been about the worst thing ever, really. But
yes.
It was extraordinarily high, and that's all I wanted to say. It's really spiked in those 2 years.
Yeah. And not just in Germany. We saw that in the Roman Empire. We saw that during the Great Depression. I think homosexuality is a natural population control mechanism that is in our DNA.
It tends to suggest that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That's it for me, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much here. And we're going to go to Stephen in New Mexico. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to make it quick, Mike. I guess you know who Jim Richards is, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's got a prediction. It's called Biden Bucks Executive Order 14067, U.S. Dollar Spyware. And it's about 40 minutes long. And I'm kind of hoping you can listen to it, because this is what they may pull before the election. He's not sure, but he's thinking it's what the clowns are going to try and pull. So,
okay,
if you could look that up, it's really informative. It's really, these guys up there, I don't know. I think they all need to be taken out and tarred and feathered and lit on fire.
Hanged, drawn, quartered. You know, burned at the stake and the ashes peed on by a rabid moose.
Yeah, really. But anyway, yeah, if you look that up from him, it's on YouTube. So I come across it this morning. So I thought I'd call it in and you guys can talk about it on the network.
Okay.
And that's it, sir. You have
All
a good
right.
weekend.
Yeah, same to you. And we are just about at the end of the program here. One more little bit of news before we end the show here. Over in Oakland, California, a store manager chased away thieves that tried to rob the store. Then, for some reason, the police arrested him. You know, because how dare you stop those criminals? We love those criminals. You're not allowed to interfere with those at all. All right. Anyway, we are at the end of the show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. V and Peter Serafine are taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Pretty please continue to donate. We need your help right now. We'll be back on Monday. Have a safe weekend. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.